Continuing on with the Civil War 20 questions. Question number 6. What states seceded from the United States and what caused their secession? Well, the secession starts with the state of South Carolina. South Carolina had the greatest percentage of its population being slaves. Thus, South Carolina had the most to lose if slavery was done away with. Thus, logically, they would be the state, or it would be the state, that would secede first. In the original 7 Confederate states of America, the states that seceded first, again, before even any shots were fired, you start at South Carolina and you move your way west to Texas and you pick up Florida on the way. South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas. They seceded after the election of Lincoln, again, the first Republican president, and the threat of what is likely to happen going forward with representation and ultimately the institution of slavery. Once the war starts, there will be 4 additional states that secede: Arkansas, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia. And remember, just a point of curiosity, there will be 4 states in the Union that remained in the Union that still had slaves: Kentucky, Missouri, Delaware, and Maryland. So slavery still existed, interestingly, in the United States with those 4 states. The other 11 states that had slavery seceded. They called themselves, question number 7, they called themselves the Confederate States of America, and their president was Jefferson Davis. And if you have some time to just read a little bit about Jefferson Davis, quite an interesting character in American history, certainly. Question number 8, the Civil War was fought from April of 1861 until April of 1865. Part 2 of question 8, why was the Civil War fought? There are sometimes answers galore for this particular question. In my mind, and in the mind of many, certainly not all historians, the issue comes down to slavery, and that is what I am going to hold you accountable for. No matter how you slice it, in my humble opinion, whether it's states' rights or way of life or economic well-being, etc., etc., it all comes back to the issue of slavery. The South was dependent upon it. The North was not. Ultimately, the South felt like the threat to that institution was so great that they were left no choice but to secede from the Union, which ultimately will bring about civil war. Now, there's a lot of different interpretations of that, and if you're interested in that, you certainly may look into that, and I hope you would want to look into that. But in my mind, the issue of slavery is by far, and maybe the real reason that the Civil War was fought. What advantages did the North have? Question number 9. Simple. Industrial might, the vast majority of the industry is in the North, which obviously can be converted to wartime production. The railroads, the vast majority of those are in the North in terms of moving men and material around for the war, the actual fighting of the war, huge advantage to the North. Manpower, dramatically in favor of the North. The North is far more populated, and you have to remember again that 4 million of the people in the South are slaves who aren't necessarily taking up arms to fight against the people who are ultimately liberating them from slavery. Financially, in terms of access to capital to fund the war, the North also has a distinct advantage. Advantages for the South, a couple of main ones. The military leadership, the generalship, certainly in the first couple and a half years of the war is in favor of the South. There's more of a military tradition amongst the Southerners that also helps them. And you have to remember also that the South really has to just withstand whatever the North is doing to them. There's not really a necessity for the underdog, in this case the South, to win. It's the North that's invading the South. If they can hold out, which they did for a long time, and there were a lot of people in the North who were ready to give up on this war, Lincoln was bound and determined to see it through, that the South just has to withstand what the North can do to it, and if that's possible, then perhaps there can be some sort of negotiated settlement allowing them to keep their slaves. That's kind of, I think, what the South, you know, given all of those factors previously mentioned, maybe that was the best case scenario for the South. And question number 10, where were the first shots of the Civil War fired? That would be Fort Sumter, South Carolina, in April of 1861. It was a Union-controlled fort in South Carolina that the South Carolinians, the Confederates, bombed and ultimately were able to capture in April 1861.